ABC Radio Australia.
The Federated States of Micronesia is home to one of the ancient wonders of the world, the ruins of Nan Modal. But despite being built from massive slabs of stone, the site is not immune from pressures that threaten its existence, both natural and man-made. And as Liam Fox reports during a recent visit by Australia's foreign minister to FSM, the man charged with protecting the ruins said he could use Australian expertise in tourism management to preserve them for future generations.
Walking around the ruins of Nan Modal is like stumbling onto the set of an Indiana Jones movie. Dubbed by some as the eighth wonder of the world and others as the Venice of the Pacific, the site lies off the southeast coast of the island of Ponape. The reference to Venice comes from the canals that connect 92 man-made islets spread over 200 acres built with basalt and coral boulders. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop summed up the awe the site inspires during a visit last week.
Thank you.
This is extraordinary. It's like the pyramids.
Mystery still surrounds the construction of Nan Modal. The islets contain the remains of palaces, temples and tombs of the Soeur de Leur dynasty, built between the 13th and 17th centuries, with black columns of basalt rock up to 20 feet long. Even today, scientists still do not know how the rocks, some weighing 50 tonnes, were transported to the site from elsewhere on Ponape. Local legends say magic was used to fly them in. As imposing as the stone structures are, they're more fragile than they appear. Julie Bishop's guide on her visit to Nan Modal was Augustine Kohler, the country's National Historic Preservation Officer.
Naturally, there's typhoons, possibly typhoons coming through. And also, now that it's a World Earth Day site, there is a slight increase in the number of people coming. And I know there will be an impact, so we will need to mitigate that. So we will need a management plan, to prevent that from happening.
Despite its undoubted historical and cultural significance, Nan Modal was only placed on UNESCO's World Heritage List in 2016. Currently, only a small number of tourists visit the site each year, but Mr. Kohler believes more will come following the listing. But he doesn't believe Nan Modal, or the country as a whole, is ready for the influx of foreign visitors that other small North Pacific countries have seen in recent years.
I've been to Palau, I've been to Saipan, and to be honest, I don't want that happening here. Too many people. I don't feel at home anymore.
And I guess this small place couldn't cope with that, doesn't have the infrastructure.
We don't have the infrastructure ready for any large number of people. And I think the impact they will have on our sites will be devastating.
He says Australia, with its experience in tourism management, could provide valuable assistance.
You get a lot of tourists coming and visit. You have a beautiful site all over the world. And we need that expertise, especially I myself want to promote sustainable tourism. So that's the kind of assistance I will need from Australia. For me, I will seek more assistance, either technical or funding, helping preserve sites such as Nan Modal, which is a World Heritage Site.
Julie Bishop says the Australian government will be happy to help.
The North Pacific will be reliant on sustainable tourism, and we want to ensure that the local people have the capacity to decide for themselves what kind of tourism they want here. This is a World Heritage Site and it's obviously very fragile, and they're very concerned about the type and size and scale of tourism here, and we're helping them make those decisions.
Mr. Kohler says sustainable tourism is the key to the future of this ancient site.
We want to save this not only for our visitors, but for our future grandchildren. We want them to grow up knowing that we have such wonderful places like Nan Modal.